Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 18th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued its rulings in the two cases that affect Section 230. That's the safe harbor law in the United States. In Twitter versus Tomna, the court dismissed the allegations that Twitter violated the U.S. Anti-Terrorism Act by failing to remove posts before a deadly attack. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the opinion for the unanimous decision, saying the claims were, quote, insufficient to establish that these defendants aided and abetted ISIS. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote a concurrence. In the other case, Gonzalez versus Google, the plaintiff had alleged that YouTube was on the hook for aiding and abetting because its recommendation algorithm constituted editorial selection and therefore should be considered direct speech and not covered by Section 230 protections. However, the court ruled unanimously that since the Tomna case found no claim of aiding and abetting, there could be no claim of aiding and abetting in this YouTube case either. And therefore, it didn't need to decide whether algorithmic recommendations were subject to Section 230 or not. That case was also dismissed with an unsigned opinion, but again, unanimous. No U.S. Supreme Court rulings on Section 230 this time. Bloomberg sources say Apple projects its mixed reality headset will sell 900,000 units. That projection reportedly has caused the company to decide to sell the item at cost rather than at a loss. The report also describes many Apple executives, including CEO Tim Cook, as distant from the product. Apple is expected to announce some information about a mixed reality headset at WWDC in June. Governor of the U.S. state of Montana has signed a law making it illegal to distribute TikTok through an app store in the state. App store operators would face a fine of $10,000 per violation per day, and a violation constitutes offering the app for download. The bill bans downloads of the app. It does not touch on app updates or web access, and it doesn't go into effect until January 1st, 2024. Even after that, people in the state can continue to use TikTok if they have it on their devices. TikTok says it will fight the ruling, but announced no definite plans for a lawsuit yet. Internet Trade Association NetChoice, which is fighting laws regulating speech on social media in Texas and Florida, called the Montana law unconstitutional, so they may fight it as well. NVIDIA launched its mid-range GPUs on the Ada Lovelace architecture with no price increase over the previous generation and mild performance increases, talking 15%. The RTX 4060 Ti starts at $299. That gives you 8 gigabytes of RAM, and that one's coming May 24th. The 16 gigabyte 4060 Ti costs $499. It and a $299 4060 will go on sale in July. YouTube announced it will start running 30-second unskippable ads before top-performing content to viewers who don't pay for an ad-free experience. YouTube currently runs two 15-second ads that are skippable. The new 30-second ads will run for viewers watching YouTube on a connected TV, so not on your mobile device. YouTube will also start testing ads that show up when you pause video. Google has been planning to switch its Chrome browser from allowing third-party tracking cookies to instead using a privacy sandbox that groups users into what it calls cohorts that are tracked more broadly rather than individually. That change has been slowly coming for years, but Google just announced that the first actual implementation of privacy sandbox will happen in early 2024. The first wave will disable third-party cookies for 1% of Chrome users and switch them to Privacy Sandbox as a test. Larger changes will come later in 2024. Alibaba's revenue rose 2% on the year last quarter, missing expectations, and the company announced it plans to spin off its cloud intelligence group into a separate company that will be listed publicly. India's Swiggy announced its food delivery business is now profitable as of March, at least when it's delivering restaurant food. The company as a whole is still not profitable. It continues to spend money to build up its instant grocery delivery service. TSMC, Samsung, Intel, and Micron are among chip makers who met with the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to discuss moving their operations into Japan. Japan has pledged to use 1.3 trillion yen to support foreign chip makers. And finally, a company called Sightful has launched its augmented reality laptop called the Spacetop. The Snapdragon 865-powered laptop has no screen. Instead, it comes with a pair of NREAL glasses that you use to see a virtual 100-inch display. The device itself does have a keyboard and a trackpad, and it weighs 3.3 pounds. To buy it, you'll need to apply to be one of 1,000 early adopters accepted into the program, and there's no word yet on how much it'll cost you. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And hey, if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. That's the best way we spread the word. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.